This is Rabbi Nissan Elperon, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 17th, 2023. We continue Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, the second section, the green text. So we're in the middle of this story where you have a tremendous big rabbi who rumors start to circulate. Eventually gets put in Cherem by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda dies. They come to Rabbi Yehuda Nasir to try and undo the Cherem. He sends out Rabbi Ami to investigate. Rabbi Ami says, maybe now we'll do it. And green text, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini Aragla v'Amar. So Shmuel bar Nachmini gets up on his feet and he says, no chance. Well, that's not what he says, but that's what he means. Uma Shifcha Shel Beis Rebbe. Lo nahagu chachamim kalus rosh b'niduya shalosh shanim. Right, the shifcha, the maidservant in the house of Rebbe, if she put somebody in cherem, the chachamim would keep it going for 3 years and they would not be noe kalus rosh. They wouldn't treat it lightly. Her, the shifcha, right, her, if she put somebody in cherem 3 years, Yehuda chaverenu, Yehuda, our chaver, the great Rabbi Yehuda, not a shifcha, not a maidservant, Al achas kama bekama. How much more so? We better be very strict with Rabbi Yehuda's cherem. Don't release this guy. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, right? Manda kama la asa ha'idna, hay saba b'vei midrasha. Right? That the fact that this saba, i.e. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, right, came before us today in the Beis Medrash. Da kama shani lo asa. For many years he had not come. He wasn't a regular visitor. The fact that he happened to be here today and he voiced his opinion, that is no accident, that is no coincidence. It's a sign. Shama mina, we learn from there, lo mi boy the mishra, that we shall not release this guy from his cherem. Lo sharale, and they did not release this person from his cherem. So nafa kibachi ba'azir, the guy is crying, leaving the Beis Medrash, and he's crying. Asa zibora, a wasp comes, v'tarke a'amte v'shachet. Right, and the wasp stung him on his member, i.e. that's right, it's his ama, i.e. on his penis, and he died. Now, if you want to know, right, what the rumors were, look at where the wasp stung him, and you'll understand what the rumors were. And of course, you'll understand, right, Malach Hashem doesn't mean perfect, but it means, right, perfect in the areas of your Yetzer, right, of your evil inclination. So this guy is now dead. What do we do with the body? Now, I know what everyone's thinking, but that's not what they did. So Ailua la Ma'arta de Chaside velo kiblua. They tried to bury him in the Ma'ar in the cave. They were burying caves back in the day of the Chasidim. But the cave did not accept him. Right? The cave didn't want him. He didn't belong there. Ailua la Ma'arta de Dayane ve kiblua. They brought him to the cave of the judges, and there he was accepted. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. My time, why should he be accepted in the cave of the judges? This guy, obviously, the rumors are substantiated because God sent the wasp to sting and kill him in the place of his Aveira. Why is there any merit that he has at all to be buried in the cave of the judges? So the Gemara answers, De'avid k'Rabbi Eloi, because he practiced according to the dictum of Rabbi Eloi. D'tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Eloi, Yom Rabbi Eloi, he says, Adam, if you see that a person sees that their evil inclination is misgaber, is stronger than they are, it's overcoming them. What do? You can't stop yourself. Go to a place where nobody knows you. Right? And wear black clothing, and on your head put on black. Right, in an attempt to subdue your yetzer. But at least, if you're going to do what you're going to do, it shouldn't be a chil Hashem, people will recognize you. Right? V'yasem ha'shalim v'chafetz, do what your heart desires, v'al yechal shem shamayim b'farhesya, and the name of heaven should not be desecrated in public. Right? Now, obviously, everyone believes you shouldn't do it. Right? Nobody's saying this is a good idea. But what if a person literally can't stop? Now, this is actually also a lot to unpack, and it's many, many years ago, and it's a short podcast. All right, but that is at least, we're saying, at least this guy that had these Yetzer inclination problems did it somewhere in private and attempted to stop himself, and that's at least, you know, some merit or whatnot. Okay, so now the Gemara, we take a step back and say, wait a minute, we threw out this reference to the Shivcha, the house, the maidservant from the house of Rebbe, she puts up in Yecheirah. What's that story, right? That's a great story, the Gemara wants to know it. So Shivcha Shabbos Rabbi Mai, what's the story with the maidservant of the house of Rebbe? She put someone in Chera. De Amta Devei Rebbe. So the maidservant in the house of Rebbe, Chazise Le'ahu Gavra. She saw this guy, Dehame Machi, Levno Gadol, and he was beating his adult son. Right, Amara, and she said out loud, and she proclaimed, Lahabe Ahu Gavra Mishanta, this person should be excommunicated. Why? Right, not because he's beating his kid, right? This is well, but right. In those days, that was a perfectly legitimate thing to do. But you're beating your adult son, that's a problem. You're in violation of putting a stumbling block before a blind person. Ditanya, we're learning a braisa. Right, what does the braisa say? If they even lotite mechshol, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. What's an example of that? The makel of no godol akosim medaber. The Torah is talking about somebody who beats his adult child. Why is that? Don't put a stumbling block before a blind person. Because that child might turn around and punch the father in the face, draw blood, and then be chayav misa, and then be liable for death. Because if you strike your parents and draw blood and cause a wound, you are liable for death. So don't beat your adult son because you put a stumbling block, he might turn around and punch you in the face. Okay. Another story, Reish Lakish have a menata pardisa. So Reish Lakish was guarding a pardis, an orchard. Right? Great rabbi's work back in the day. Asahu gabra v'kachal te'enim. So some guy comes and he's eating, right, the te'enim. Right? He's eating from the orchard, but he's not paying for it. Right? That's not very good. So Rama be kala v'lo ashkach be. So Reish Lakish raised his voice because he's the guard, right? What are you doing, buddy? You're stealing. Right? You're stealing the fruit. You can't do it. And the guy paid no attention. So Amar Lehabe Ahu Gavra Mishamta. So Reish Lakish says, okay, brother, I'm going to put this guy in Cherem. He's a thief. Terrible. So the guy says to him, Amar Leh, no, Adarama. It's exactly the opposite. Lehabe Ahu Gavra Mishamta. You, Reish Lakish, should be in a Shamta, should be in Cherem. Right? Imam on this Chayamti Lecha. So yes, I owe you money. Do I owe you an excommunication just because I stole, right, some fruit? Chas v'shalom. And the story gets even better because also the Beis Midrasha. So Reish Lakish comes to the Beis Medrash and he wants to know what's what. So the Chacham in the Beis Medrash, Amar Ruleh, said to him, Shelo Nidui, the guy, the thief, his Nidui on you is good. It's proper. Shelcha Eina Nidui, your Cherem on him. Right? This is like, you know, backwards almost. Your cherem on the thief is not proper. But now we say, wait a minute. Umay takante. So now Reish Lakish is supposed to be in cherem, but he wants to fix it. Because he's not really that bad of a guy. We don't put Reish Lakish in cherem for trying to protect a bit, you know, an orchard. So the Chacham says, Zil agabe delishvilach. Right? Go before the guy and he'll allow you. So Reish Lakish says, Lo yadan alei. I don't know the guy. He's a common thief. I didn't get his name. Right. Rulei, so they said back to him, Zil Gabi Nasi, go by the Nasi, right? Dilushrilach, and the Nasi will permit you. Right? Nasi is a permission, a position of authority. They have the right to do it. We saw that before, right? When Rabbi Yehuda, they said go to the Nasi, and the Nasi, that was the last story. Go to the Nasi can undo your chayra. Right, Ditanya, we learned in a braisa, Niduhu, Ve'inu Yodea Minidahu. You get put in the cherem, but you don't know who put you in the cherem, and you want out of the cherem. You should go to the nasi. The nasi will allow you out of your cherem. And I guess that's what he did. Amar Rav Huna says, "The usha hiskinu in the place of usha, they made a takana. Av beizdin shesarach, the head of the beizdin who went off the derech, sour, he's spoiled. Ein menadenoso, right? At the first instance, we don't put him immediately in cherem. Ela amalo hichaved v'sheve v'secha. Right, we tell him, go home and stop it. Right, we'll give you one warning. Right, come back Monday, we'll see what happens if he continues in his not-so-good ways. For that, you got to come back on Monday. This concludes our learning for today and this week.